We're now joined by one of the top prospects in the 2019 NHL draft, a goal-scoring wizard, Cole Caulfield from the U.S. NTDP program. Cole, thanks for joining us on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650 today. And, you know, just a week away from the NHL draft, what are you planning on making the trip up to Vancouver?
My family and I are going to make the trip Tuesday night. So we get a couple, like, a little family vacation out of it, too. So looking really forward to that.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm sure you'll enjoy Vancouver. It's going to be a day you won't forget on Friday, and we do get drafted in the first round. And your journey's been a really interesting one. And as far as your goal scoring ability goes, I mean, you've broken the records. How much fun has it been to get yourself to this position now where you were considered a guy that should, you know, go in the first round, maybe second round, to now being viewed as a player that most people are earmarking as a top 15 pick?
Yeah, I mean, obviously these last 2 years have been, you know, a blast. You know, we had a great team and a lot of success, great coaching staff and everything like that. But, I mean, just being pushed by all those kids in practice every day and in the weight room, I think that's what's got all of us to be the players we are today. And I think for me personally, it helped me a lot just playing against those elite kids every day in practice. And it was a lot of fun too. Like, I mean, it was never boring. I mean, all the road trips are fun. I think all of that just made us even tighter as a group. And I think, these past years have been the best years of my life. And obviously, we've had more chances than what we've, came to. And I think, I've done a lot personally. And I think that, my success came because of that. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see what happens on draft day. But, I'm just trying to live in the moment here. And, you can't decide what happens. You can't choose what team you're going to go to. So, I mean, I always dream about it as a kid. So, I'm really excited.
Yeah, that class could go down as one of the best that the USNTDP has ever produced. So many players expected to go early in the first round. Now, one thing I like about you, Cole, and is your confidence and your demeanor. Because recently you were quoted as saying, if the Chicago Blackhawks don't take you at three, a third overall, that they are going to regret it. And I just love the way you handle it. I love that answer. But on that note, have you ever had a chance maybe to sit down or just have a conversation with guys like Patrick Kane or Alex DeBrincat on that team about how to find success at the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Alex DeBrincat is the guy that I look up to the most in the NHL. I think, he's done so many things for, the smaller guy in the NHL. And I think just having to be able to look up to him and see that he's having success at the highest level is really cool to me. And it just shows that, you can be, have a big impact on a team that you play for. I have been in contact with him a little bit. So he's kind of just told me a little bit about, obviously he went in the second round and obviously he kind of changed the game a little bit for guys like me. So, I mean, I can't thank him enough, honestly. And, I'm just trying to keep working and do what I do because, the NHL is the hardest level and, it's not going to come easy at all. So I just got to keep working, every day and try to find success.
Well, speed is where the game continues to trend, right? And that's where guys like DeBrincat and Patrick Kane, smaller guys, are finding their way into the game now. So is that something you're specifically looking to try and improve on this summer and moving forward? Or do you have your eyes set on something else that you feel like you might have to improve?
For me personally, I think, my speed's pretty big part of my game. And I think I can work on it every year. I think that's the big thing that everyone's trying to get better at now these days because, you can't ever be fast enough. So I think for me personally, it's something I'm going to try and keep working at. But I think, my strength and speed is pretty good right now. But obviously I got a lot of work to do if I want to play at the next level. So just going to keep working out all the little things, and obviously speed is a big part of that.
Well, when you are a smaller player compared to others, your strength has to be huge. And one of the things, like Marty St. Louis, we all know how incredibly talented he was, but for a guy his size, he was incredibly strong. I mean, we all saw the photos of his legs and the tree trunks, and that's how he generated a lot of the power. And anytime I watch you play, like, you're not easy to knock off the puck. And when you get in front of the net into the corners, you really stand your ground well. How important and beneficial has that lower body strength been for you, and how big a part of your game is that?
It's a big part of my game, obviously. Being the biggest guy, you have to have some leg strength and core strength and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's something I've worked at kind of my whole life, just playing up with older guys my entire life. And I kind of learned from a young age that, it doesn't really matter how bigger you are. You still can compete and beat bigger guys. So, I mean, I've never been intimidated by anything like that. And obviously, it's a big part of the game now. The smaller guys can't be knocked off the puck now, and it's something that I'm going to continue to work at. And I think I've proven to a lot of people already that, size isn't really a factor in the way I play, and I think I'm just going to keep working at that. So, at the highest level, I can, continue to protect the puck and get to the net.
And oftentimes, when we get to this stage and prospects are being evaluated, sometimes too much time gets put on talking about the things a player can't do and needs to work on, and then don't put enough emphasis into what players can do. And you can put the puck in the net as well as anybody, or better than anybody, in this year's draft. And what is that, would that natural inclination to score goals come from? I know it's from hard work. It comes from putting the time in. But what is it that naturally gives you that ability to kind of sniff out chances and be so good at finishing off those chances?
I would just probably say, I think I'm a pretty smart player, and I know where to be without the puck, and I think that's probably the best part about my ability to score. I think I put myself in good spots to where I can score no matter if, I have to pick a corner or just shoot it past the goalie. I think if you beat a goalie to a spot, he's not going to have time to save it. So I think just putting myself in spots where I get lost and, I can't be covered, and just putting myself in a spot where I can score from basically any angle. So I think that's probably the best part about my natural goal scoring ability. I think I've always been able to find spots, and I think that's why it came so easy to me. And it's pretty hard to do, and it's only going to get harder from here. But I think throughout the levels I played, I've been able to figure it out pretty quickly. And I don't think it's going to be an issue at the next level.
It's one thing to be good when the puck is on your stick, but it's another thing entirely to be good away from it. And Cole, I just want to read something that your teammate Jack Hughes said about you, and I quote: "He, as in you, hunts the puck. He's always working. He finds those areas, the soft spots. It's not a surprise this guy scored 72 goals. He goes to the right places and is a really, really smart player." When you hear Jack saying those things about you, obviously, first of all, it feels pretty damn good, but how much pride do you take in knowing where to be, even when you're not the one with the puck in the offensive zone?
Yeah, obviously, it's really cool to hear someone like that talk so highly about you, and obviously, I take it as a humbling thing, like something I've worked at. I think I take a lot of pride in it because, I don't think most players can play with, elite players like Jack, and I think that's why we had so much success together. I think, my ability to play without the puck is really good, and I don't think anybody else can play like I can, with a guy like that. So I think at the next level, he's only going to play with better players and guys like that. So I think, I take a lot of pride in the ability to play without the puck because, I think it's hard at the next level to do that. I think everybody wants the puck at a young age and every level you go at, but I think I've had my most success without the puck, and when I do get it, it's usually on off my stick pretty fast. So I don't think I need the puck to be successful, and when I do, I do have success. So
here's a question I don't think many people have thrown your way yet, because a lot of my friends are stick nerds and specifically curve nerds, and they love knowing, what does a certain curve look like for a certain player. You scored all those goals this past year with the U.S. program. What does your curve look like? Is it modeled after a certain NHL player right now?
I've stuck with the same curve my entire life. It's just, there's not much to it. It's a Hossa. I think it's the MacKinnon now, but there's nothing too special about it. It's pretty straight in my opinion. I don't really like, too big of a curve. I think, with using it my whole life, I kind of got used to it. And I never really liked a big curve. So I think, I'm obviously not going to change anything. It's been working, but I've never really changed my entire life, so I don't plan on it.
We're talking to 2019 draft eligible prospect Cole Caulfield on Sportsnet 650. Now, the NBA Finals, we're seeing that. We saw the Stanley Cup be handed out as well. What's your favorite sport outside of hockey?
Favorite sport outside of hockey is probably college football. I just like watching the games. I think there's a lot of good teams. And I kind of like the energy that they have. It's kind of more exciting to watch than the NFL. I'd probably say that.
And as far as music goes, like if I got a chance to look through your playlist, what would I find?
You'd probably find a lot of Thomas Rhett, some country songs, stuff like that, just kind of chill. And like I said, I like country music and stuff like that.
You said you're a college fan. You're committed to the University of Wisconsin next year. We know that much in the NCAA. So are you automatically now a Badgers fan?
And I think for being from Wisconsin, I think I've been a Badger fan my entire life. And I think just being born here and, again, just having that, kind of be where you always dreamt about playing, I think it's pretty cool to now be living in it. And I'm really excited to get the chance to play there.
And earlier you mentioned you're coming to Vancouver with your family. You guys are going to try to make a trip out of it. Have you ever sort of been to the Vancouver area before? And this is a city that kind of has everything. We have the oceans, we have the mountains. If you want to go hiking, if you want to go kayaking, whatever it is, you can find a thing to do here. So what is the one thing that Cole Caulfield likes to do that's not specifically hockey?
I think I just like to, you know, just do whatever. I think adventuring or something like that, just like doing not really normal things, just getting out there and kind of just exploring the area. I think I like the mountains and stuff like that. So I think just seeing new sites would be pretty cool. And I know that area is, you know, really unique and stuff like that. So I think I'm really excited to get the chance to explore there and see the new things that they have. And yeah, I've never really been out to that part of the state and or that part of the country, and you know, that northwest area of the United States is pretty cool, and even that Vancouver area is I'm really looking forward to being there and having that time with my family.
He is Cole Caulfield, eligible for the 2019 draft, could potentially go as high as in the top 10. Cole, you're one of the prospects that we both enjoy watching, so congratulations for this point. Welcome to Vancouver next week, and we look forward to seeing you walk up to that podium in very short order.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks you very much for joining us.
Sportsnet 650.